You can expect the RFPs in late October or early November. They'll support clinical capabilities for the DoD-VA Integrated Electronic Health Record. Dr. Barclay Butler leads the Interagency Program Office, which is coordinating the effort.
One of those capabilities is the pharmacy module. This pharmacy module is that system that the doctors and nurses order medications in the hospital. It goes to the pharmacy in the hospital itself. It prints the labels. It has automatic pill dispensing. The pharmacist or pharmacy techs validate that, and then we dispense it. It's that entire inpatient and outpatient pharmacy system that supports hospitals.
The RFPs will represent a building momentum in an ongoing complex project to link DoD and VA health IT. Butler says the goal is to make healthcare more efficient and effective for service members and veterans. That includes everything from patient services to immunizations.
Nobody immunizes like the government immunizes. If you're a service member, you remember going through your initial entry and all those shots that you received. Well, it's a daunting task to capture all of those shots and make sure the record's complete. What was the lot number and how old were those immunizations and when was your last immunization and do you need a new one? Well, this immunization system will help the clinician track where you are in your immunization status, what immunizations are expiring and that you need new, where are you going in your deployments and what immunizations might you need early on so that you're ready for that deployment. This is what the immunization module will do for us.
In all, DoD and VA are working on 54 joint clinical capabilities. They're aiming for a 2017 deadline, and Butler says the project is producing meaningful results.
Early increments include providing our single sign-on and context management for our clinicians. Single sign-on means that as a doctor moves from exam room to exam room, they just pull their common access card or their personal identity verification card out of that computer that's in the first exam room and plug it into the next exam room, and their system immediately comes up. They're not wasting time doing logins and spending time focusing on the computer. They're taking that time and focusing in on the patient. And whenever we see increased time with the patient, we see increased quality of care. When we see increased quality of care, we see improvement in patient satisfaction and provider satisfaction. And that, by the way, reduces costs.
The health IT effort is also earning good marks with industry. Dr. Robert Waugh is a vice president at CSC.
I think it's been successful in that they have moved, I think, a great deal in terms of organizationally and governance-wise to come together.
Waugh knows the DoD-VA health systems from the inside as a 23-year Navy veteran and the first deputy national coordinator for health IT. He says the health IT project has seen its share of success, but it's not over yet and the road is full of challenges.
It is a big challenge to bring two different organizations that are quite large and quite successful in healthcare together. There are governance issues, there are budgetary issues, financing issues. And so I think the setting up the electronic health IEHR Integrated Program Office was a first step in bringing together the organizations. That has been a success, but I think they're still dealing with a lot of challenges about how do you harmonize the different requirements for an organization like the Department of Defense Military Health System and the Veterans Administration Health System, where you know the DoD has clinics and hospitals around the world.
Congress voted to set up the Interagency Program Office in 2008. The goal was to coordinate the health IT effort. However, Butler says the office got off to a shaky start without enough staffing and other resources.
It really got its strength when the secretaries recharted us in October of 2011. This is when the secretaries saw that they needed a more robust program office, an IPO, that was staffed and funded in order to accomplish this very large effort. Since then, we've had a number of accomplishments. We've just finished up our initial program plans using the DoD's Business Capability Lifecycle Process, what we call the BCL. This is a management process that looks at programs from the enterprise level. We use that capability coming out of the DoD, one of the strengths of the DoD acquisition systems, to give us that broad view of how we're going to manage this program.
Butler says the IPO staff has grown from about 20 to almost 240 people since 2008. It's launched a new agile development approach to keep requirements on pace with fast-changing technology, but it hasn't been easy. Veteran Ed Mars, the former deputy CIO and chief technology officer at VA. He now works for SRA International.
Getting ready and being prepared to take on an undertaking like this, where you, I would liken it to completely overhauling two airplanes while they're both in flight and trying to decide how they become one airplane while they're in flight, a not unsubstantial undertaking. I think they have made some good progress. You have to lay the groundwork to do this. I think the launch of OSERA has been successful. It has great support.
Marr believes the IPO, with help from DOD and VA, has positioned itself for success with Health IT and EHRs.
When I was at the VA, we talked a lot about doing something like this. But I will tell you that the difference, and we had a lot of smart people talking about it and thinking, the difference here was leadership. And having Secretary Shinseki, having Roger Baker, having Secretary Gates, and now Secretary Panetta involved, and not just, you know, occasionally, but monthly meetings and discussions, having this as part of their agenda is what really has changed.
Program leaders say the health IT effort is ahead of schedule. The Defense and Veterans Affairs departments have launched a pilot in Chicago, and they're planning more tests. But the progress comes too late, says Florida Congressman Jeff Miller. He's chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee.
I guess the grade of the month that people talk about around Washington these days is incomplete. And if there was a grade worse than incomplete, I would give them that. I've heard a lot of talk, seen a lot of money spent, and really have seen very little in terms of receipt upon the investment that's been made.
Miller says DOD and VA are stuck in a leadership turf battle about health IT, and that the two departments are not doing enough to move the needle forward more quickly.
The problem has been the systems won't talk to each other. I'll bet you that you could set up some type of a contest up in the Northwest, and some enterprising young IT professional could solve the problem quickly. Why we can't do it at the federal level is beyond me.
Miller says he wants Congress to step up oversight of the project. His committee could lead the charge during the upcoming lame duck session. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.